Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on the show today, comedian Greg Warren. What set of candles does everybody have? And Greg uses a fogger on himself right after this.
That was incredible. Man, I never knew it could be like that. Wow.
That thing you did, where did you learn that? Were you...
Oh, with my arm?
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, that was really great.
It's amazing.
Oh, man.
Hey, that's a great couch.
Oh, thanks. I've been thinking about moving it over there.
Really? I like it here. I think it really opens up the room.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Listen, I really got to get going. I got to work.
What?
Yeah, I got to run.
Can you just hold me?
Yeah, look, I'll call you.
That's what you always say. You don't love me.
Kellen Plow G, available everywhere.
We're just waiting for the cast to actually show up for work. Here's more Bob and Tom Extra.
The handsome factor has gone way up in the room.
Oh, yeah.
Because comedian Greg Warren has joined us.
Did you bring me a green iced tea?
Hey, guys.
Hey, G-Rock.
How you doing?
Greg Warren, of course, a former state champion wrestler in high school.
Two-time.
Mm-hmm. And in college, what was your highest?
All-American.
All-American college.
I got
wrestler.
7.
That is very nice. And what was your weight class, may I ask?
158. My senior year, I'd bumped up. I was 150 the first 3 years.
150, and you've not weighed yourself since, is that correct?
No.
Not once.
No, won't get on a scale.
Yeah. And you look very nice, by the way.
Thanks.
Not suggesting that you, you know, ballooned or anything.
Just had a birthday? Ballooned?
Well, no, I didn't want to. I just wanted people to know that he finds the whole weighing thing. A lot of people probably should buy into that same concept.
Yeah, you don't have to, man, when you go to the doctor. Like,
because you had to weigh yourself constantly for 12
years. Yeah, pretty much
life.
Every day.
Yeah. Yeah,
several times a day.
Run and spit, make weight.
Yeah.
You know,
spitting's kind of for amateurs, Chick.
No kidding?
Yeah, it's amateur stuff.
Well, laxatives, things like that?
No.
Get into that.
Oh, boy.
They don't do that in the pros. They, that's one.
Like Hulk Hogan would never do that?
No.
Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
I don't think they make weight in the pros.
No, not really.
There's no weight class, really.
Okay. There's Ace, there's Chick, that's Josh, I'm Tom. The lady of the house is Christy Lee. And when we last left you... We were discussing a news story about, do you have it over there?
Yeah, pre and post rituals.
Apparently
for your
Americans
sex life.
In this survey, they have a pre-sex ritual
mm-hmm.
and a post-sex ritual. Do you want to review a couple of them again for
yeah,
me?
Yeah, the pre-sex rituals would include taking a shower, brushing teeth, lighting a candle, maybe to set the mood.
Yes.
Post-sex would be cuddling, watching TV, getting hydrated. Mm-hmm. But 1 in 7 actually said that their immediate post-sex act was to jump on social media.
That's
do you jump into the shower? I see you as a shower jumper.
No, not at all.
Really? Mr. No. Germaphobe?
Is snoring in there?
I have to wash off that filth.
Yes, exactly.
No, apparently he prefers to wallow in the juices.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm shocked by that.
Kind of fluff your pubes.
Do you,
yeah, you sort of
like to relocate away from the wet spot? Not a,
Are we going to be honest here?
Yes.
No.
Yeah. Yes.
Why would that start?
I think that's,
I usually go to the restroom.
What do?
Go to
the, oh, you actually go to the restroom?
Yeah, and then, you know, clean up a little bit and then go to bed, yeah.
Do a little maintenance.
Not nice. Maintenance.
No, you actually, so things have been knocked loose, have they? Is that?
Put your tonsils back in place.
If it was done right, you hope so.
Make sure your internal organs are still where they're supposed to be. That sort of thing.
I think you hit my spleen.
You tuck in the prolapse.
Oh, my God, Josh. Wow.
That was Josh. That was not me.
Wow.
That was not me.
He's just cracking himself up, man.
It's so close.
I have never had a problem in that area.
No, well, you've been with the wrong men, I guess.
Greg, any I don't want to be mean to our guest.
Really?
Yeah, no, I think you do. I think
really?
You do.
That's all you want to do, yeah.
Yeah. You want
he's going to insinuate.
Not only the guests, he'll be mean to all of them.
He's going to insinuate no, I mean, like I'm me sure that last we haven't time, had sex in a long
time,
time.
The last time Greg had sex, the first thing he did was went on MySpace. At the time, that was a kind of an active social media. And then he
yes, well, we got it, Tom.
Went and wrote some jokes on his typewriter, but the ribbon was out of ink. Sorry.
Isn't Boy, you're as thrilled with that as Josh was with his.
With the prolapse. Well,
mine didn't involve a prolapse organ of any kind.
Isn't MySpace due to make a big comeback, right? Did you see that PlayStation, the original one's coming back, and it's already loaded with for Christmas? Going to have 20 preloaded games on it?
Who knows?
So what does that have to do with MySpace?
Old things are coming
old
back.
Old things are coming back.
So you just assume MySpace is due for a comeback? Because
Greg, you're the bully. Will you take care of him, please?
I think Justin Timberlake, I think, bought it. I don't think it's happened, though.
Right. That was years ago. Yeah. And nothing's happened.
Who bought it?
Justin Timberlake.
Mommy Dan.
JT.
He bought MySpace?
Yeah.
He'd be invested into it, at least, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, we have, speaking of Justin Timberlake, the announcement this morning that apparently the Justin Maroon Timberlake 5. Did the Super Bowl this year for
what
Super Bowl 53.
What does that have
53.
To do with Maroon 5?
Because
Maroon 5, it was announced, apparently will be doing the halftime show at this year's Super Bowl.
It was not an official announcement, but...
No.
So it's kind of a non-story.
Someone presented it as if it was an official announcement.
I believe sources at a highly respected magazine, Variety magazine. I believe they say it's that appears to be the case.
That appears... So. To be the case.
And the cynic that I am, I just assumed it was a cross promotion for The Voice, but apparently the game is on CBS.
It's on CBS this year.
Not NBC, right? Is that where The Voice
is? Put up
is?
With Jim Nance. I don't know if you know this or not, but he was a roommate with Fred Couples. I'm sure he'll work that in during the Super Bowl coverage.
He does a great job. The man's an institutional treasure.
My favorite button on my TV on NFL Sunday is the mute button. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Okay. I wish I had one during sports over here.
I heard remoteless TVs are coming back. Like TVs have got, because, I don't know if you guys knew this, the PlayStation is coming out with something this Christmas. So, of course, a TV that doesn't have a remote.
Are you taking a shot at my buddy Chick?
You know, of everyone in here, I thought you'd let me have that. Okay, never mind. So much for your birthday gift. Oh, I still owe you a grill, don't I? Never mind. Go ahead.
Now, Josh, do you have a – now, all kidding aside, is there – have you – mate, no, we should. I spend a Greg. Josh just bought a new house.
Used house.
I don't buy it.
A used house.
Incredibly used home.
Josh didn't get
have
a
you
house.
Done any thinking about the possibility of once you get yourself settled, do you have like a maybe some kind of a chiffonier with a candle on it so you can with a lighter right there in the top drawer? So if everything clicks, you can walk into the bedroom. And, oh, look, candlelight. What scent is your candle?
I have pumpkin candles.
Oh, nice.
No, so Maxim magazine said that that is one of the finest candles you can get.
Skirts like the pumpkin scent.
That's right. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is that seasonal or always?
Pretty much always.
Uh-huh. Huh.
Do you have any candles in your bathroom?
I just bought candles yesterday. I got a what's that?
New car smell?
No. Leather and oak.
Oh.
Is what the
it's a very manly candle.
Yes, they were both manly. They were mandals.
Oh, okay.
That's right.
Like a lavender.
Do you have candles next to your bed?
They're in the bedroom. I have no. I'm not in charge of that.
Oh, you do have them though.
Oh yeah.
So when you come home and the candles are lit, do you know that it's time?
It's a go time.
I don't even. I was very comfortable with you denying that you've ever had sex. So let's not. Let's not explore this area.
I have lavender candles next to my bed.
Aren't those nice?
Yeah.
I like the rose.
Do you have a lighter handy, Christy? That long lighter, the barbecue lighter, so you can.
I do.
Okay.
Uh huh.
Have you check to make sure there's still fuel in it.
Oh.
I see. It hasn't evaporated on its own. Because...
Now, Josh, have you done a pre-lighting of the candles to make sure that they're, you know?
No, my candles are still packed up. So in the new house, I have not. Now, my house smells like new carpet, and I want that to last as long as I can. It smells great. Really?
Candles are packed up. Chucky doll came right out. Yep.
Is the Chucky doll out?
Yeah.
No.
First thing out of
have
the box.
Have you been over there, Greg?
No, I haven't.
No, Chucky doll. still in the box.
Chucky Doll's not sitting at your booth in your dinette set?
No, not yet, but I should do that, yes.
He does have a booth in his kitchen, which I think is the coolest
thing. It's very cool.
Well, we're going to move on and talk to Christy Lee at the news desk. Christy, what's going on?
Did you hear Batman's going to get naked? What? DC Comics recently released the first issue of Batman Damned, a dark storyline that features the image of Bruce Wayne's male member as he strips completely naked in front of the Batcave.
Do we need this?
Damned is the collaborative effort of Brian Azzarello and Lee Bermejo, who worked on the critically acclaimed graphic novel Joker.
What was that about?
The comic book. It's about a Joker.
The Killing Joker. Yeah.
The comic book is part of the DC's Black Label Initiative, which aims to remove censorship and boundaries from the creative comic book process.
Gotcha.
Do we need this?
I'd look at that.
You'd look at a drawn wiener?
I'd look at Batman's wiener. Sure, why not?
All right.
Does he call him Bruce Wang?
No, I hope not.
Tenuous at best.
That'd be kind of hot.
Dick Grayson. No, it's
the
ridiculous.
The guy wearing the Batman mask and naked?
Can you imagine? Oh. Remember the old TV version? Remember they would always break in with the, you'd see a slide or whatever it would be, and it would go zap.
Sure.
Right, yeah.
You know, pow. Yeah. Schlong. I don't want to see that. That's wrong.
Sure?
Yeah, I'm positive. What's next? Are we going to see Two-Face's balls?
Oh.
The one on this side was burned.
Yes.
Oh. Looks like one of those Salvador Dali clocks.
Dali. Salvador Dali, not Dali.
No, it's Dali.
It is Dali. Oh, yeah. Sorry, that's the benefits of a classical education.
I made it a lot farther than you did.
Yeah.
This whole thing of, Batman is not supposed to be that realistic.
That's kind of the thing with Batman, though, is that he's human. He's very human.
So drawing
he's dark. He's depressed.
I just don't
His
think
parents died in a fire.
Okay, great.
No, they were killed by Joe Chill.
So how far are we how far are we away from seeing Catwoman's kitty, if you will?
What about Wonder Woman? Was she naked in that Wonder Woman?
Oh, I love that. I love that joke.
That's a great joke.
Invisible plane or whatever. She's invisible.
That's a classic joke. Yeah. Ever heard that one?
I haven't.
I'm not sure we can tell it on there.
It looked like Superman was doing push-ups. Is that how that goes?
No, Invisible Man.
Right, the Invisible Man is there.
Invisible Man.
That's right.
Wonder Woman was spread-eagled and gyrating, and they couldn't figure out why he goes to the Invisible Man.
Invisible Man.
No, I mean, at what point... Well, here's something interesting. And Christy, you remember this. We had an expert, a sex expert on the show.
A sexpert?
Sex expert talking about
a sexpert.
No, that's a fake word. she was talking about the origins of pornography in contemporary culture, and it used to be that if you'd go to a barber shop, typically they would have these little booklets that were parodies of contemporary comic strips, and it would be whatever Dagwood would be mounting Blondie.
Really?
Yeah.
Am I right?
No, I saw the Brown one earlier.
Yeah, someone brought a bunch of them in.
But that was
their version of pornography. Mm-hmm. And but I think it's ridiculous. I don't want to see sad sex.
You know what? You don't have to.
I read Cracked magazine. They had, this little parody.
Sure, they were the sort of the
a lesser mad.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Cracked.
I just don't think we need to see
excellent,
Batman's male member.
Well, you don't have to read that issue.
That's right. You don't.
Damned, it's called.
Mm-hmm.
That's original.
Christie's all over it.
The picture will end up on social media. I won't have to read it.
This does explain the Batmobile.
How so?
He was obviously overcompensating for something.
Well, we don't know. It doesn't say the penis is small.
Yeah. Yeah. It might be a triumphant
it's not
bastard.
Be.
You don't know.
Right.
He's not going to have a small penis. There's no way.
Why would they do that?
No.
Why would they do it at all? He's Batman.
Not going to do
14-year-old boy's fantasy. Not.
Again,
I don't want to see
Two-Face's balls. Here we go.
I don't want to see this.
Well, you don't have to look at it.
You don't have to look at it.
I don't want to see the uncaped crusader. We have... Greg Warren in the studio with us. Greg, how are you, sir?
I'm good.
Did you have a good summer? Did you have a nice time?
Weren't you home most of the summer?
No, I was out most of the summer.
Are you on the road?
I on the road, yeah. I had a couple of days.
What do you do for a living, Greg?
I did too. I did. I think I won the award for the dumbest thing anybody could do in the summer.
Oh,
well, let's see.
Yeah, here's what happened. I was at my brother's house. He had like a barbecue, and I walked outside. Everybody was inside, and there was like a can of bug spray, and I get eaten alive. So I sprayed it all over, like, you know, a lot. My face, head, on my jeans, like everything. And then my sister-in-law came out. She's like, "What are you doing?" I'm like, I'm putting bug spray on Kelly. She's like, "No." I'm like, "I'll pay for whatever my portion of the bug spray is." She goes, "That's not bug spray." I'm like, "What is it?" She goes, "That's the fogger." I'm like, "What's the fogger?" And if you guys don't know what the fogger is, it's this thing like where, like, you got to evacuate the area, and one person puts on like a hazmat suit, and they spray it in the lawn, and then bugs die for like a 95-mile radius. I put it on my face, like some got in my mouth. So I have 6 months to live. The good news is those 6 months will be insect free completely. Oh, yes. No bugs have come anywhere near me. Orkin hired me. I just go to people's houses and
clear
sit out.
You can clear an acre with one of
these.
That's
true.
Yeah.
You just sit in their lawn.
I did. I should have known, man.
It has a funny nozzle.
It does have.
It.
And I
didn't you know?
Literally, as I was spraying on, I'm like, this bug spray has sort of an interesting nozzle. It looks like an air horn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And I was thinking, wow, this must be a new kind of bug spray.
Does it have an odor?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. And as soon as she said it, like, I started panicking, and I ran through their house, like, stripping off my clothes and jumped into their shower. They thought I was streaking. Ray Stevens was playing in the background.
Boogity, boogity.
Yikes.
Yeah. It.
Any body lice start falling off?
Tom.
Those are usually microscopic. Oh, you mean ice
crabs?
Yeah. Crabs. Yeah.
Then you'd have a bonus.
So which is it, Tom? Does he have sex and get crabs, or does he never have sex?
You can get those from the like
toilet
the rest
seat.
Areas.
when you're traveling by Greyhound, some of those bus station bathrooms can be a little rough.
I found this Batman photo. I'm so disappointed.
Oh, it is small?
Well, it's not. It's just real. Look, it's real shaded. You can barely see.
I can't see anything.
Yeah, it's right there.
They're just doing this to get people to pay attention to a new Batman, what is it called, graphic novel.
Yeah. But he's very
fit.
Yeah,
you can't even. It looks
Batman's always been
very. It's like an ultrasound.
Batman's always had an 8-pack visible underneath his suit.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. So. You see more of his quad muscle than you see of the love muscle.
Thank you. Well put, Christy. Yeah, that was very delicate. I don't want to see Batman with Benoit balls and anal beads on his utility belt.
Oh, man.
No, it's wrong. This is the...
Maybe Batman will streak next.
Well, yes, they call him the streak.
I'm saying, don't look, Ethel! Man, was
this
funny.
This was big, wasn't it? That was big deal.
Do you know what killed streaking?
What?
No, seriously.
What?
No.
Social media.
No.
Really?
No, not, what, no, what no, killed streaking?
Everyone
was
has
they,
a camera, no?
They,
79.
The nature of the charges that they now... prosecutors now, if you streak, it's now a...
It's a sex crime.
Yeah, and the next thing you know, you're introducing yourself to your neighbors. Hi. Remember that funny guy at the Browns game? And that was me, and now I've got to tell everyone in a 20-mile radius that I'm a pervert.
It's not fun like it used to be.
Yeah. Used to be fun. Used to be a guy at the Academy Awards, ran in front of David Niven, and showed his shortcomings. Uh-huh. Not anymore.
So when all those prosecutions started happening, did that really put a dent into Ray Stevens' album sales?
Maybe.
Ray Stevens had a song called Ahab the Arab,
right, yes.
Which I think
yeah.
caused the second Gulf War.
And it sounded like this.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.